the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you look at the events from Palm Sunday to Good Friday, it's almost like one of those good news and bad news jokes. The good news is that Jesus Christ reached the peak of his popularity this week, riding in a triumphal procession into the holy city of Jerusalem. And there was a big parade with lots of pomp and circumstance. Everybody turned out, and the disciples were very impressed. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they realized that they had underestimated this simple Galilean teacher. And riding this crest of public approval, Jesus went to the temple, in the very center of the Jewish faith, and he began to teach and preach. From Sunday to Thursday, Jesus was unstoppable. His enemies tried to trick him several times, but to no avail. Each time he turned the tables on them and exposed their trickery. No one even seriously complained when he overturned the tables of the money changers and let the sacrificial birds loose. And of course, in this same period, Jesus established the greatest new commandment, the one that says, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. And he began a new ceremony with bread and wine, which would later on become the sacrament of the Holy Communion, the Last Supper. So what's the bad news? On Thursday, he was betrayed and arrested, and on Friday, he was hung on a cross, and he was killed. And today, the bombs, tomorrow, the passion, good news, bad news. But my dear brothers in Christ, none of this is a joke. The grim truth is the same people who shouted Hosanna on Sunday shouted crucify him just 5 days later. Everybody hero became a bloody sacrifice on that cross. The empire's crucifixion tool, its electric chair, or its gas chamber. Is there anything we can learn from this? Of course there is, and it has been customary in looking for that lesson to focus on the experience of the people around Jesus and from what they say, and do come up with a message that goes like this. There was no way to go but down. Jesus knew that his goal was not the top of the mountain, not popularity or power or applause. Equally, it did not matter that the path seemed to lead into and end in the valley of the shadow of death. Although he would have willed otherwise for himself, and he asked his Father to have this cup pass me if it is your will, it wasn't. No, regardless of the appearances, regardless of the popularity that Jesus found, and regardless of the suffering that he knew he would undergo, Jesus chose to be true to his mission. He chose to be obedient, knowing, hoping, praying that in that, regardless of what might be, he would be undergirded, he would be surrounded, he would be encompassed by the presence, the mercy, and the love of God. Those who go to Palm Sunday and get their duly palms to put wherever they put them, then come back on Easter Sunday. Beautiful it is here, thanks to all of you for memorials, and thank the Altar Guild and so on. And with the brass, you missed it. You don't go from triumph to triumph. You got to walk, and I hope you walk with me through this Holy Week. The children, right about now, I don't know whether the hot cross buns are done yet or not. God willing, they will be when you get over there. But that's their gift to you. Girl Scouts have their Sunday, their last sale in the parish hall for their cookies. Holy Monday, tomorrow, there is a service. A few people show up, but I hope you're with me, or in spirit. Holy Tuesday, we do not have a service here. The bishop calls all of his clergy at 11 o'clock at the cathedral on Holy Tuesday, and in that time, he blesses all of the oils we need for baptism and healing and so on, and we take those new oils back here, and also in front of the bishop and the bishop in front of us, we renew our baptismal vows. I mean our ordination vows. I had a slip of baptism, and that's probably what it is. Spy Wednesday is here. We do a noonday healing service as we normally do, and then in the evening with the choir, we have that ancient service of shadows, tenebrae. It is all with candles, and little by little the candles diminish. The one remaining candle is hid. Then it comes out. There's the sound, and there's silence with me. This year, I was speaking with Mark, and I have a smaller version of Tenebrae so that we'd have a chance during my watch. I hope you come to that. People who do is exceeding the movement and what is said. Tenebrae brings us and gets us ready for the next three important days. Maundy Thursday. Color changes from red to white. We walk. Jesus says, I will become the lowest servant in the house and I'll wash your feet. So we have the washing of the feet, and that's why the old English term, Maundy. That is when we celebrate the Last Supper. And then I will take out the consecrated bread and the consecrated wine, and it is put away, because on Good Friday we do not celebrate or consecrate anything on that day. Communion comes from the reserved sacrament from Maundy Thursday. Then I come in with the altar guild, and we strip the altar. The symbolism of stripping Jesus and making it extremely, extremely plain. I can't remember, Gail. Do I wash the altar in the...
You have not done so, but the barber always washes the altar. But nobody else.
Did you hear her guidance to me? I will obey you. One is the altar is washed because it's the washing of the body of Jesus for Good Friday. Then we go out and it's quiet, no greeting or anything. I will be up front and tell you I hate Good Friday. I've never liked it. Even since a little kid, I can remember. I just did not like it. I remember everything was closed in town from 12 to 3. I hated it. Not because everything was closed, I just knew what everything was going on. So we'll have the Good Friday liturgy, the adoration of the cross, the solemn collects, prayer for a lot of issues, and then we'll have communion, and we'll repeat it again for those to come along at 7:30. On Holy Saturday in the morning, the altar guild changes everything with the memorial flowers that you have given. And then, when the sun is going down at 7:30, and now it's Easter, we have the lighting of the new fire outside. The Paschal candle was lit, and it comes in darkness. We have a lot of wonderful scripture passages, and it's still dim in here, and we have our candles, and Mark sings the Exultet. And then, when I shout out that it is Easter, the lights go on, the candles are lit, we are singing the Gloria, and we ring our bells. It is Easter, and it's joyous. Easter morning, 9 o'clock, egg hunt, 11 o'clock with the brass. I hope that you can join with me during that journey. If you have done it or a part of it, you will never forget it. Easter means a lot more. Palm Sunday makes sense. You have not abandoned Jesus for the week. Adjust your calendars. I adjusted the calendar so you could be here in the evenings. It's important. Holy Week continues on.